We got an event for 2 hours tonight with a lot of music. A
lot of music.
Bob.
Yep.
In fact, we have a room full of live musicians right now as we speak.
As near as I can tell, all three of them are live.
One short, because Barbara Jean, who was scheduled to be here with Bump, had a little problem with her dog. It sounded like poisoning.
Yeah, that doesn't
and
sound
so,
good.
No, she had to make an emergency run to the vet. But at any rate, we want to welcome James Moores, Court McCumber, and Bump Blomberg to the studio. How are you guys doing? There, now we can hear you.
All right, there,
now
we're
good.
Life is good.
It is.
And I think finally, after all these years, James, I quit thinking Sterling when I see you.
Oh, good.
Now I'm finally thinking James.
All right, good.
You know, it takes a while.
Yeah.
But for those of you who haven't been around for 10 years or however long it's been, James Moores, you know, formerly known as Sterling Waters, now he has the name that he was born with.
That's right.
But at any rate, whatever
I had it then, too. I had it then, too, but I just wasn't using it.
Exactly. You're using a different name at
that time. But I'm using it now and not the other one anymore.
Don't confuse us.
Yeah, because we already are.
It takes six more years.
Well, I know you guys are sharp.
It's been a touchy night already.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Don't
we slept right through the opener. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I have a couple of minutes, I think.
That's great.
But you'll have that, as they say.
On this show.
Yeah. And I understand you guys have been out touring. You've been playing quite a bit. You were down in Duluth last night.
We were. Yeah, we were down there, Bump and Barbara Jean, and we played, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You were at Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have not been there. Never been to
really?
Amazing Grace. They play a lot of music there.
Yeah, they have a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good coffee as well.
Good coffee.
A lot of good musicians have played there. I saw all the framed promo pictures signed on the wall. Uh-huh. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you get yours up?
We have one.
Huh?
No, we don't have a little glossy 8x10 anymore.
Man.
We need one.
You do.
We need to get one.
Maybe more than one.
We've got it online, but we don't have the 8x10 that we can hand out.
It's all electronic press kits these days.
EPK? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have one of those, don't you, Bump?
No, I don't have one either.
No?
How did the four of you happen to wind up, linked up to do that show last night?
We talked a couple months ago just about doing some shows together. So,
and James and I have known each other for a long time.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. Years and years.
Cool.
Back from when I was Sterling.
Really?
Yes.
Back when I remember Sterling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were up at Lutzen playing back in March, right? And we started talking about it.
Yep.
It was first time I'd met Bump and Barbara Jean and said, let's do some shows together. So I'm glad this worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Drove out from Colorado and...
Yeah, and that's where you're from, isn't it?
Yeah, a little town west of Boulder called Gold Hill.
Okay.
Loaded up the RV, wife and four-legged kids, and here we are, the North Shore.
Wow, yeah. Now, have you guys been playing out in Colorado as well this summer?
We were just out there, and we had some shows in Salt Lake City, and before that, we were out this way in Florida.
Yeah, end of May, Colorado.
Carolinas.
Before that, Southeast tour. I was here in March. And then James is, so this year we've done two or three tours in Colorado, and then I've come here a couple times, and then other bunch of other spots in between, promoting the new CD. And
yeah, we released that new CD in May, and so it's just been kind of a whirlwind this spring, and it's been a lot of fun, but I can't necessarily remember where we've been.
Well, you've been playing is what you've
been
doing.
We've been, driving a lot and playing a lot.
As the song says, I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I've been pretty much everywhere, man.
Tell us a little bit about your new CD.
Well, it's called Gravity, and it's something that we recorded last November out in Vermont. We spent 3 or 4 days in a studio, and we did it very live like we are today in this studio. And we just were working on probably about 15 songs, and we took 10 of those that we really loved and put the CD out. We had recorded a CD in 2009 that was just very quick, done and also live, but we had been traveling and doing shows since 2009, so we had a much more defined notion of what we wanted to have the record sound like this time. So the harmonies were all in place and the different parts and the different instrumentation. We typically show up to a show with 6 or 8 different instruments, and they'll each make an appearance on a different song here and there. So we wanted to include that on the record, which we didn't do the first time around. So, it's very acoustic, and I think it's great. It's my favorite thing I've done. So
it takes a while, really, for some of those songs to kind of permeate to a final being.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, we had one song that maybe we'll play today. It's called Quick As I Can, that we had been playing for almost 2 years at the time that we recorded the record. And then we had one song that we had written one night in Idaho and hadn't played it until the night we recorded it in the studio. Oh. So that was really fun, too.
Yeah. It just popped up.
Yeah, I was like, hey, let's try this.
It's getting late.
Why don't you play keyboards and I'll play this dobro?
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
We just did it.
Huh.
It's fun.
Well, maybe we ought to hear one of the songs off that album or whatever you'd like to play.
Yeah, this one's called Something's Gotta Give.
If in this world of happiness we forget those less fortunate, how long down this path could we truly get before something's gotta give? Something must give way to common sense. Something must give way to circumstance. There is not enough to go around. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. Now we can shoot a rocket to the furthest star. Can we make the peace in Kandahar? When the shortest route to progress becomes war. Something's gotta give. Something must give way to common sense. Something must give way to circumstance. There is not enough to go around. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. What will be said when we are gone about the things that we've done in the name of our chosen ones? Must give way to common sense. Something must give way to circumstances. There is not enough to go around. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give.
Wow, that was really, really good. You guys really harmonized together on that song. I mean, you really play well together on that song.
Thank you. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was lively. It was ready. It was. I think I've heard you play that song before in the studio. And it's changed. Or it seems to me it's changed anyway.
Got a problem?
So something's attacking
him. Wardrobe malfunction.
Something's
a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. He's unraveling.
I keep forgetting it's radio. People can't see what he's doing.
Yeah. Maybe we should be watching what he's doing either. I'm not sure, Bob.
Probably not. Say, I had a question. Cork, you're playing what's called a bouzouki.
It is, yeah. It's originally a Greek instrument.
Now, looks like a big mandolin. How's it? Is it same family or?
It is. I mean, the Irish took it from Greece back in the 60s and kind of turned it into their own instrument. Mm-hmm. I mean, very similar still, but They've kind of tuned it like an octave mandolin, and then they have a different tuning. Now I tune this AD, which is an open D tuning.
I know a lot of people that have that.
I do too. Yeah. It's different than ADHD. It's just a different thing. But, so this is the Irish Bouzouki. You know, the Irish tried to come up with a different name for years, and what they finally came up with was Irish Bouzouki.
Irish Bouzouki.
I think there's a few too many nights in the pub. But that's what this is.
They did that to whiskey too, didn't they?
Just added an E?
Irish whiskey.
Oh, added the Irish, yeah. Took it. Well, it sounds great. There's no question about that. You know, I'm going to bounce around a little bit here tonight. You know, we have what we thought were two groups. We have actually, because Barbara Jean couldn't come, Bump is here. And we want to congratulate Bump, especially on the successes you've had lately. Man, you've been appearing everywhere, Bump, on a television,
I
on
had
a radio,
busy,
over in
busy
Chautauqua.
July, that's for sure. Yeah,
been pretty crazy.
It's been a lot of fun. That's what I love to do.
Tell the folks a little bit about what's been happening with you and Barbara Jean.
Well, we've been playing an awful lot, and I was just accepted as a finalist at the Big Top Chautauqua Songwriting Competition. North by North Woods is what they call it. Same one Barbara Jean won last year over in Bayfield at Big Top. So in a couple weeks, I'm going to go over and play them a couple of my original tunes. And just been playing a whole bunch. Had friends up. Chris Silver's been up this week, and I played with him, what, three times this last week. And, you know, just on and on. JT Bates was sitting in. Robin Anders playing drums. You know, it's just been a great summer that way. So that was a lot of fun. Adam Moe.
And very big news for Barbara Jean.
Yeah, she's on Mountain Stage.
On Thursday night of our Unplugged weekend.
Yes. September 13th.
Yeah. That's fabulous. A national music radio program that we all listen to and love. And they've been here. This will be their second year in Grand Marais.
Yeah.
They love it here.
Yeah, and it's a great lineup as well this year.
And yeah, Trampled by Turtles, and I forgot who else.
Rhett Butler, Chris Hillman. I'm forgetting some people, but Peter Himmelman, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend of music, and that's later on in September 13th or 14th or somewhere in there.
Yep.
Can't remember exactly. But you can find that out by just going to the North House Folk School website, and it's right there unplugged.
Yep.
Bump, have you got something you'd like to play for us?
Well,
I'm sure you do.
I might as well. Actually, these fellers don't even know this. They passed one of their CDs on to, I think, Barbara Jean got her hands on. Of course, I took it and loaded it into my program. Unbeknownst to them, the check's in the mail, really. And
I don't remember the other two.
And I'm spacing the name of the tune, but it takes place in the 1800s, right? What's that one tune you got on there? I love that tune. I can't remember it right now. But anyway, it kind of stuck with me, and I wrote a tune from the 1800s as well. So this is called A Cowboy's Ride. It was spring in the hill, the year of 58. I was 14 years old when I learned to ride that paint. Cowpox took Pa and my little sister too. Well, I knew right then, yeah, what I had to do. No, I am a cowboy out riding the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, us cowboys were born to ride. So as I wrapped up my bedrope, Pa's coat was on my side. Mama kissed me on the cheek, here's warm biscuits for the ride. Out to old George Cleese, for he owned a large concern. Had a tear in my eye and it still burned. No, I am a cowboy out riding the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, us cowboys were born to ride. When I got to old George Cleves, he said, you sure you want to ride, son? It's hard work and then some for a man twice your size. Yes, I surely knew that when I walked through your door. Well, a cowboy's life for me and nothing more. No, I am a cowboy out riding the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, us cowboys were born to ride.
court. Riding fences, every gulch and every draw, every canyon that holds water all went along before the thaw. Almost turned me toward the town life when I met Miss Laura Lee. Never settled down, that ain't no life for me. No, I am a cowboy out riding the range. I see stars up above spelling out your sweet name. I could be back in some town with you by my side. Well, us cowboys were born to ride. Well, us cowboys were born to ride. Yeah, cowboys were born to
ride. Yeah. Oh, nice song.
Thank you very much.
Bump Lomberg, everybody out
Thank
there.
You.
Is that when you're going to do?
Yeah, I submitted that to the Big Top folks, and yeah, and I'm in the middle of recording a CD right now. My friend T. Bruce Bowers, who's the fiddle player with the Blue Canvas Orchestra, Big Top Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
He's got a great studio, and over in Washburn, so I've been heading over there a whole bunch, getting my basic tracks together, and then I'm going down the Twin Cities, and. You know, you hear people talk about political capital. Well, just because of my age, I have musical capital in that I've met a lot of people along the way. So I asked some friends and people I know to play on it, and everyone thankfully said yes. So instead of having them travel all the way up to Washburn, we're going to go to another studio down in the Twin Cities and... Mm. And a couple of Joe Savage and Al Oakery are going to do their stuff at home in their own studios, and because you can do that over the world, wide world interweb these days, you know.
Amazing. Where'd the
cowboy part of that song come
well,
from?
Well, I always feel like, you know, I was born on a horse, even though I'm not. I don't.
He's got
know.
The shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Got to be a singing cowboy, man. Yeah, I love cowboy movies. Right.
A lot of westerns in your background.
Like Bob Wills, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Boots, the Gibson guitar. So you're on your way.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and I've always liked country music and kind of that alt country thing. You know, even back when I was playing in a kind of a folk rock and roll band, we did a lot of
country western.
Yeah, you know, we throw some different things in there. It's just kind of fun. And, you know, a lot of songwriting that I had done in the past is like not really confessional, like journaling, like an eighth grader or something, but, you know, a lot of me and we and what's going on. So it's nice to every once in a while pull away. And I'm a fan of the ballad as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from.
I should mention that Court and James and Bump are all going to be up at What's Upstairs, Betsy Bowen's studio.
Ooh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Is Barbara Jean going to be able to make that one?
I don't know. My phone's not in here, and so we'll see if I get the text and see what's happening.
Whenever Bob brings his phone in here, it rings. So we don't allow that.
Right.
Just shut it off a few minutes
ago. Yeah, glad you did. And that's 8 o'clock.
Yes.
That you'll be playing up there.
7:38.
Whenever you get there.
Yeah, yeah. Bob and Kayla Metry are our door people. They're going to help us out there. So we're after this. So we're going to get play teat and run up there and set up, and away we go.
Play some tunes.
Yeah. Are you just here for the evening, James and Cork?
Yeah. We're headed off to Michigan tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
Over to Mackinac City and Petoskey and Lanson and
Harbor
here, there, and everywhere. Yeah, we got a bunch of gigs next week
now,
over there.
Where are those places?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're on the website, and that's where we'll go.
Okay. You got MapQuest.
Well, that's the great thing now with the iPhones is you just put in the thing and it.
Yeah, it tells you what to
everything
do.
Everything but drive you there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works.
You know, I know this. It's a pretty drive. You know, it's like driving up here. It's just gorgeous, so.
All through the UP and then down just south of, just on the south part of the big part of Michigan. So
south part of the big part. We'll be just south of the northern part of the big part.
That's it, man.
Take your phones.
That's exactly where it is.
You need your phones.
Yeah. So the phone says,
over the bridge from the small part that's the top part.
You pay the toll and then you end up somewhere down there.
That's right.
Well, I hope they get there, Bob.
You know, last time, I don't know if it was last time the two of you were here together, but one time, you were getting ready to do a golf concert tour Ireland.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
We did do
it. Did you do it? You did?
We did that a year ago.
One of your brothers, your brother.
He did not end up going
wasn't
to
he
it,
the but big, he was a golfer.
He is. He's a professional golfer. He lives, he's actually out in Denver right now. He is coaching some kids that are in the U.S. Amateur at Cherry Hills, famous golf course
in
Denver.
Yeah, you bet.
He didn't go, so then I ended up having taken over the golf role in Ireland. And I put my clubs down a long time ago. It's a very different part of my life, but we still had a blast over there. I think I ended up playing two or three rounds of golf, but there's about half the trip. We had took 20 over there, and there's about 8 to 10 of them played 6, 7, 8 times. I mean, they were just crazy for it. We have a great picture of the whole tour is going off to do some sightseeing, and I think we went to the Cliffs of Moher, and there's those guys walking with their golf clubs, and it just downpour and howling wind, and they're waving at us, and they're walking to the golf course that was about a mile away. They were pretty crazy, but
you took 20 people,
yeah,
on that. 20, that's 20, pretty amazing.
Sightseeing, we played music every night in some pubs, and kind of were just part of the Irish music sessions, and just getting to know the Irish heritage and the folks over there. It was really a fun time.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try to do it again next year as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe we ought to hear another tune from, whatever you'd like to play. Introduce it in.
You want to click? That's what we've been talking about? Well, we've been talking about this song a little bit now, so this is called Quick As I Can.
As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. I joined up in 61, left behind a wife and son to keep in step with the fife and drum. Well, I fell in with the Iron Brigade to fight the boys who wear the gray. We'll be back in 90 days. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. Well, first stop was Rock County, Wisconsin Cavalry. Well, then train on down to Missouri, Mississippi to Cairo, then up to Paducah on the Ohio. Rendezvous with Grant and O'Shiloh. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. April 1862, the devil's day would come too soon. Colonel Moore's gathered up his troop. We sing, brave boys of age, we're buried our brothers in the blood-soaked clay. Never again to see the light of day. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. My Warsaw farm I may never see, if they bury me in Tennessee, just bring these letters home for me, and give my love to my sweet family. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can. As quick as I can, as quick as I can, I'm gonna come back home as quick as I can.
Great song. Great song.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
James Morris and Court McCumber. You guys are playing along with Bump and maybe Barbara Jean tonight at Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs. When are you going to come back in this area? Yet this summer, this fall, who knows?
It may never happen.
It may
never. So tonight is the night to get to this show.
This is the big one.
And based on...
Don't take a chance.
Based on the love that we feel tonight, we will then determine the, okay. the Grammar Coming A touring back. Schedule yeah. for Morrison McCumber. I, of course, will be up here probably in a matter of a couple of weeks. But
okay.
Yeah, we'd love to keep coming
up here. I'm fragile.
Up
here. I need to see people.
No, we'd love to come back. It's you know, we tour frequently, but we haven't... delved into the Minnesota Wisconsin sure. scene that much yet, so we're just starting, but probably be next spring.
Well, we hope yet that you let us know.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Love to have you back on the program
Thanks
whenever you're in the area.
Yeah. Great.
So yeah, yeah.
Tonight,
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and we have time. Bump. Have you got another tune you'd like to play? It'd be great.
I have one in the quiver here. I think.
Bump Blomberg.
Sure. This is going to be the title track, not because I necessarily think it's that strong of a tune, but I like the title. It's called...
Give the title to a different song.
Don't play a good song. Make sure it's just got a good
song. It's called Hearts Ache When Hearts Break. I've had a long year or two. I had an old bad mate die a year ago. I've had relationships and marriages dissolving like sand through fingers and a bunch of heavy stuff. So anyway, this is with that in mind. Hearts Ache When Hearts Break.
I knew right away by that look in her eye. I should have seen it coming. She'd been with some other guy. I got a broken heart again. Seems this broken heart won't ever mend. It's my broken heart, she don't feel the same. I'll fix this broken heart when I forget her name. Well, I saw her kid sister, it was just the other day. I could read between the lines, you know, she didn't have to say. I got a broken heart again. Seems this broken heart won't ever mend. It's my broken heart, she don't feel the same. I'll fix this broken heart when I forget her name. Well, you know I'd still be nice to her, but she don't even call. And it's not like it used to be, so in love and that ain't all. I got a broken heart again. Seems this broken heart won't ever mend. It's my broken heart, she don't feel the same. I'll fix this broken heart when I forget her name. Well, I'm holding out for one fine day. I'll be hers and she'll be mine. And it's happened once or twice before. I'm brokenhearted one more time. I got a broken heart again. Seems this broken heart won't ever mend. It's my broken heart, she don't feel the same. I'll fix this broken heart when I forget her name. I'll fix this broken heart when I forget her name.
Bump Blomberg.
Thanks, Bump.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Bump is going to be at Betsy Bowen's also at 8 o'clock. So
I may pull out a guest star. I still got like, what, an hour and a half or something?
Yeah. You just make the rounds.
You'd be surprised.
Got connections.
You'd be surprised.
Sure. Anyway, Betsy Bowen's What's Upstairs, and that's Geez, what street is that on, Bob? It's straight up from the
Pharmacy
drugstore.
Street.
Pharmacy Church. Street, exactly.
Yeah, it's the Pharmacy Street.
Like a,
First Avenue West.
If you run into school, you've gone too far.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Look for the steeple.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, it used to be the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, so everybody's welcome there.
Yep.
And I want to thank you guys so much for stopping in.
And thanks for having us
on. Good to see you.
And we hope that you'll come and join us again anytime.